North Canterbury's community radio station, Compass FM. Joining me in the studio is Miles Dalton from Enterprise North Canterbury. Good morning, Miles.
Hey, Kerry, how are you?
It's really, really good to see you in the studio. How's business in North Canterbury going? You know, the ENC cover the Waimakariri and Hiranui, right?
Yeah.
And into Kaikoura as well.
We touch in there occasionally.
Yep. Sorry, a bit of a, we'll talk about the business awards in just a moment, but how is business going?
Well, I can say it's better than most everywhere else. Mm-hmm. That doesn't mean it's easy. It's pretty tough out there, particularly for hospo and retail, and professional services are finding a bit tough at the moment.
Yeah.
But because we've got a good diversified economy, we are doing better than most places.
That's actually a nice positive thing to hear on a Tuesday morning, isn't it? Because there's actually quite a lot of negativity out there at the moment.
There is, and I mean, this time will pass. It's really, that's a big glib for people who are going through that, the difficult bits right now.
Yeah.
But we're hoping that next year things will start to look up again.
Yeah.
But I mean, what we're seeing basically is people are getting more money in through the door,
mm-hmm.
But the costs are rising and rising more than that makes up for, and that's the big issue.
Yeah. Okay, well, then I guess things might be answered after October. Who knows?
Yep, and those $8 sausage rolls, the cafes have no choice.
And you're right. I paid $8 for a sausage roll here not so long ago. It was a relatively substantial sausage roll, but $8 for a sausage roll? I mean, what the heck? Anyway, look, for the last couple of years, business in North Canterbury have had some good times or better times than others around the country, and some have struggled a bit as well, including us here at Compass. But when we're doing business, we're all looking forward to doing it right. And somewhere along the line, you know, when we get clients coming into our doors, that's how we know that we're doing okay. But then we come along to the business awards, and 2 years ago, they were actually postponed, weren't they?
Well, we still ran them, but we had to run them online.
That's right.
So, yeah, we ended up bodging together an online ceremony in about 2 weeks, which was really well received, actually.
Yeah, it was. I actually in that studio next door, I was sitting there looking at us not quite winning. But that's another thing. Hey, look, we have entered a couple of categories in the business awards, the community enterprise and the people's choice. You know who's won that, don't you?
I know who's won everything. The judges have made their decisions, and the counting has been done of the votes.
Okay.
So you'll get no hints from me.
Okay. All right. So let's just go back to basics. What are the business awards? Tell us about that.
The business awards are a celebration of local businesses. So that covers Waimakariri, Hiranui, and this year for the first time, Kaikoura.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really a good excuse for businesses to have a look at how they operate, celebrate what they do, and put it out there that they think they're good.
Yeah.
And I mean, what businesses tell me is the process is really good as well, because unlike if you write a business plan, you're looking at what you're doing wrong, when you enter a business awards, you're looking at what you're doing right.
Yes.
And it's quite nice.
Yes, actually, it is quite nice. Who entered? How many entries have we got?
So there's 54 who have made it through to the gala.
Mm-hmm.
We had 83 start entries. Not all of them finished, and not all of them made it through.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, how hard was the process for the competitors? I can tell you now that it was relatively easy for me in my particular categories. Was it easy right across the whole board?
It's similar across the board. Different questions for different categories. And it's difficult. Some people like you can just blat it out off the top of your head. Some people really agonize over every question.
Yeah.
Everyone's got a chance. The one thing I love about our awards is it doesn't matter if you're a big business or a small business. You've got a chance of winning, because we look at it from where are you in terms of where you should be in your journey.
Yep. And of course, a lot of the criteria can actually be focused on revenue, but the business awards, I know for our category itself, it doesn't really matter. So it's
the whole picture.
It's a whole picture, isn't it?
So you might get someone who fits a category very, very well, but if they're not running a tight organisation, they probably won't win that category.
Yeah. Did Compass FM win?
Couldn't tell you. I don't know. I do know. I'm lying.
Okay. I tried to slip that one in. You know. Gee, and your eyes didn't even change a bit. Oh, boy. So when do we hear who the winners are?
You will hear on October the 6th, or rather it'll be announced on October the 6th at the Grand Gala event at Main Power Stadium.
Yep.
Anyone's welcome to attend. There is a ticket price.
Mm-hmm.
But if you do attend and you're not a competitor, it's just a massive, excellent, fun networking event. We don't allow the competitors to do speeches,
yep.
Because as I've always said, if you want to speak, if if you want to give a speech, we really don't want to hear it.
Yeah, fair enough.
Most people don't want to give a speech.
Absolutely. Well, I've got a five-pager sort of in my top pocket. So
sorry about that.
Okay. Oh, well, there you go. So this is October the 6th.
October the 6th.
And anyone can go.
Anyone can go. If you're in business or if you serve businesses, it's an excellent networking event. What we do to everyone before the event who has bought a ticket is we send them out the table plan. So you can plot and scheme and and go, okay, I want to talk to those people and those people.
There you go. Tables 7, 9 and 53. Jackie Clark's the MC.
Jackie Clark is the MC and she is amazing.
Yep.
She was our MC in 2016 and people have asked us ever since when we're going to get her back. She's just incredible. She's funny, she's vibrant and she's a brilliant singer.
Yeah.
So all round entertainment.
Well, is she going to be doing a bit of a tune?
She's going to be doing a couple of tunes.
Nice. Oh, that's really, really good. Compass FM, we're very proud to be involved in the awards as far as a sponsor is concerned, as well as doing a wee bit of work behind the scenes, which you and I can talk about a bit later on. But Miles Dalton from Enterprise North Canterbury, the North Canterbury Business Awards, they are coming. You know the winner if you're not cheering, and that's okay. But we'll all find out the winners on October the 6th.
Yes.
Miles, thanks so much, and we'll get you back in after the finals, and we'll go through the list. How does that sound?
Sounds good. Thanks, Gary.
Compass FM.